It's time for Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout, coming to you from Pensacola, Florida. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Swarthout will share from his heart and bring you a message from the Word of God. We would like to invite you to visit our website at christiansforamerica.com. That's Christians, the number four, America.com. It is our prayer that you will be blessed and encouraged by today's message. And now, Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Don Swarthout of Christians Reviving America's Values. And that is an organization which writes more than 1.5 million letters every year to Christians in America. And also, I had a bout with alcoholism about nearly 23 years ago. When you remember me, I want you to think of 1 Corinthians 6:11. The Bible, talking about drunkards and also drug addicts, says in the book of 1 Corinthians 6:11 that, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of our God." Amen and amen. Well, I want to thank you some for spending time with us and with God. And I'm going to talk about the books of Ephesians and Philippians. The book of Ephesians was written while Paul was behind bars, and he was imprisoned for the sake of Jesus Christ. Some people believe that Paul wrote the letter with the intention that it would be circulated among a larger region than just in Ephesians. The letter to the Ephesians shows the spiritual side of the Apostle Paul, which reflected his personal relationship with the Lord. In this letter, Paul discusses how he became redeemed and how to live as people who are redeemed by God. Paul also addresses the church's purpose and the role of the true believer. Paul's goal in writing to the Ephesians is to emphasize his passion for believers to grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul also wants them to walk worthy for the sake of the Lord. Paul uses the phrase "in Christ" 160 times in all of his letters. In the book of Ephesians, he uses that phrase 36 times. Paul connects the provision and the blessings of God to the idea of faith, which is in Christ. In other words, Paul says the supernatural power of God is on our side. This the supernatural power of God through our faith provides for us as we call on the name of our Savior. Here in the form of a sermon then is the book of Ephesians. God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places and in Christ. Accordingly, He has chosen us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame. Having chosen us in the adoption of children by Jesus Christ according to the pleasures of His good will, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. God has made known to me the mystery of His will, according to good pleasure which He has purposed in Himself, that in fullness of times He might gather together in one all things, which are in earth and heaven and in Him. In God we also trusted after we heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, which you believed, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit, with the promise of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased body. Praise God. God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding have been enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of His calling and the benefit in the saints. He has also given us the exceeding greatness of power, which to those of us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He brought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, which set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. He has put all things under His feet and has made Jesus to be the head over all things in the church. And He has quickened you while you were dead in your trespasses and your sins. You used to walk by purposes of this world, according to the power of the prince of the air, the spirit which now works in His children of disobedience is that spirit of the Satan. In times past, in the lust of our flesh, we had our conversations with them and fulfilled the desires of the flesh. But God, who is rich in mercy, by His great love, loved us. Even when we were dead in sin, He had quickened us together in with Christ. By grace you are saved. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is not of your works, lest any man should boast. For example, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has ordained so that we should walk in good works. Grace is yours for every situation you face today and tomorrow. Remember, in past times, you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and stranger from the covenants of the promise, and you had no hope, and you were without God. You were alone in the world. But now you are made near to Christ by the blood of Jesus. He is our peace, who has broken down the wall of partitions between us. Having abolished the law of commandments contained in the ordinance of this world, so that He might reconcile us unto God, His body He gave to us, His body on the cross, by having slain all enmity, all sin. And for through Him we have access to one Spirit to the Father. You are no more strangers and foreigners, but citizens with the saints. And you are of the household of God. You are built upon the foundation of apostles, prophets, and Jesus Christ, being Himself the chief cornerstone, in which you are also built together for the habitation of God through the Spirit. For this cause I, Pastor Don Swarthout, have been called to preach to the Gentiles that which I hear in my ear, and that is in Matthew 10:27. By this revelation, Jesus has made known to me the mystery of Christ, which is now revealed unto His apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Gentiles should follow heirs and partakers of Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the grace of God. He has given to me this working of His power and has told me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. He also told me to make all men see what the fellowship of the mystery is about. The mystery has been hidden in God since the beginning of the world. in whom we have boldness and confidence by faith. I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he would grant you to be strengthened with the might of his Spirit in the inner man. You might be able to understand or comprehend that all with the depth and width and height of Spirit in Christ. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or that we can think, that is according to the power that works in us, unto God be the glory. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the vocation where you have been called. There is one body and one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Every one of us has been given the grace to the measure of the gift of Christ. He gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for edifying of the body of Christ. Therefore, testify in the name of the Lord that you will not walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of your mind. They who have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, but you do not know Christ. Otherwise, you would have been taught the truth in Jesus, and that you are to be renewing your mind in the Spirit. You have to put on the new man in righteousness and true holiness. But you would have learned to put away lying, not to let the sun go down on your wrath, to not give place to the devil. Let the person who steals steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, which is a good thing, that he might have him which he needs. You are not corrupt. If you let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, which we are to use what is good to edify, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And we are not to grieve the Holy Spirit. We are told to let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from us. We are also told to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God has forgiven you. We are told to be followers of God, to walk in love as Christ has loved us, but not let fornication, uncleanness or covetousness be named among you, neither filthiness nor foolish talk nor jesting, but rather give thanks to the Lord. No whoremonger nor unclean person nor covetous man or idolater nor any man that has an inheritance in the kingdom of Jesus Christ and God will be named among those listed above. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these words come the wrath of God upon his children of disobedience. Be not therefore partakers with them. For you were sometimes in darkness, but now you are in light. Walk as if you are in the light, and have no fellowship, unfruitful works of darkness, with them that would be reproved. It is a shame that we speak even of those things which are done in secret. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming time, because the days are evil. Therefore you are not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are to submit yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let wives be to their husbands in everything. And husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church, and gave himself. He was dead because of the church. It was because of the church that he came back, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word, that he might present himself a glorious church, having not spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy without blemish. So men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife also loves himself. For no man ever hated his flesh, but cherished it and nourished it, even as the Lord does for the church. We are members of his body, his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Nevertheless, one of you in particular, so love his wife even as himself, and the wife should reverence her husband. This is one of the great mysteries, but I'm speaking of Christ and the church. Now, I want to say here that my grandmothers got along very well by giving respect to my grandfathers. They had everything they ever desired, everything they ever asked for, and I think that that is an understanding that some women today could benefit from. This is a great mystery, but I'm speaking of Christ and the church. So wives, we've talked about wives and husbands loving each other. So I guess it is time to talk about your children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. The promise is that it may go well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up by nurturing them in the admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient, that them are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling as unto the Lord, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men. You should understand that whatever good thing any man does, the same thing he will receive from the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And you masters, the same things unto them without threatening them. There, your master is in heaven, neither is there any respect of people, persons, with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers and darkness of the world, and wickedness in high places. Wherefore you take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done everything you can to stand, you are to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Taking the helmet of salvation, the spirit of the sword, which is the word of God. Pray always in all prayer and supplication in the spirit, watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to speak the known mysteries of the gospel. For I am an ambassador, therefore I speak boldly as I ought to speak. Philippians was written by two believers who held a special place in Paul's heart. Paul had a great affection and a close relationship with the church, the Christians of the Philippians church. In fact, that church was started and planted by Paul. Paul was supported by the Philippian church as he proclaimed the gospel and thanked them for their support. Paul writes to the church with love, and Christ is at the center of all of Paul's words in the Philippians and all his words in general. The teachings of Philippians also emphasize the importance of servanthood, humility, and a high standard of Christian living. Here then is a short version of the books of Philippians in a sermon. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, in nothing shall I be ashamed, for to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For I am between living and dying. I have a desire in my heart to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. However, to abide in the flesh is more needful of you. Christ made no reputation and took the form of a servant, whereby God has highly exalted him, that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. For we are those which worship God in the Spirit and have no confidence in the flesh. I count all things but loss for knowledge of Jesus Christ, for I have suffered I have suffered all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, if any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, but I follow after, if that which I may apprehend, for which I am apprehended myself. And I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those that which are behind and reaching forth into things which are before, I press toward the mark of the high calling in God and in Christ Jesus. Rejoice, you Philippians people. I say again, rejoice. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, you should think on these things. These two books make a powerful sermon. Most Christians today think the Bible is hard to understand, but it is really a simple book when you understand that God loves you, and God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, our time today is kind of come and gone, but we will be here again next week unless the Lord comes back first. And if that is the case, we expect to see you in heaven. This is Pastor Don Swarthout saying goodbye for now.
This has been Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida. We pray that today's program has been a blessing to you. For more information, visit us online at www.christiansforamerica.com. Once again, that's Christians, the number four, America.com. Or visit thegospeltruthcenter.com. We would love to hear from you. You can write Pastor Swarthout at 4677 Belvedere Circle, Pace, Florida, 32567. 5571. Or you can email Pastor Don at swarthout5, that's the number 5, at AOL.com. Or call 850-736-8613. Once again, that's 850-736-8613. Thank you for listening to Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout. We look forward to hearing from you.